Julius Caesar by Major General J. F. C. Fuller. Chapter 1. The Background. 1. The Early Constitution of the Republic. According to tradition, Rome was founded in 753 BC as a city-state. Its king was chief priest, chief judge, and supreme warlord, and was advised by a council of heads of leading families, the Senate. The people, populace, which included the less privileged classes, plebeians and clients, were divided into curiae, probably kinships, and when assembled as an army into centuriae, nominal hundreds. The grouping by centuries was based on property qualifications. The richer citizens, those who owned a horse, known as equites, knights, were allotted to the cavalry, and the poorer divided into five classes, of which the first three were infantry of the line, and the last two light-armed troops. Those without property were not privileged to bear arms. Assemblies of the people were known as comitia, and voting was not by individuals, but by groups. The majority in each curia, or centuria, decided how it was to vote, and the majority of groups decided the issue. When, towards the end of the 6th century BC, the patricians expelled Tarquinius Superbus, the last of the kings, and transformed the monarchy into a republic, a problem was born, which was to vex the Romans until the days of Augustus. It was how to organize and control the armed forces so that, while the Republic would be safeguarded against foreign aggression, the liberties of its citizens would not be infringed, as apparently...